The ballot in Mecklenburg County this fall lists 5 pages of races, from president on down. At the very bottom is a race few know much about, Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor. It's unusually competitive this year, WFAE's David Borax explains.
Mecklenburg's Soil and Water Conservation District traces its origins to 1940. It's one of 96 districts serving North Carolina's 100 counties. The districts work with landowners to fight erosion, protect water quality, and promote environmentally friendly agricultural practices. These days, most conservation districts are part of county governments. Mecklenburg's isn't. It's independent with just one employee, the conservation district manager. The board's chair, Nancy Carter, who isn't up for a re-election this year, says the manager works not only with the county's 200 or so farms, but also in urban neighborhoods.
She works directly with farmers, answering their needs, but she also works with urban landowners, stabilizing streams, stabilizing stream banks, looking at sedimentation, and dealing with pet waste, as well as educating our youngsters.
5 supervisors set priorities and approve projects. The Soil and Water District helps arrange state grants to help farmers or landowners pay for the work. 2 supervisors are appointed, 3 are elected in staggered terms. A couple of years ago, the board had trouble finding a volunteer for one of the appointed seats. But now there's a 5-way race for 1 elected seat. A bit of publicity has helped, from high-profile projects like helping to arrange badly needed dredging at Brown's Cove. That's a Lake Wylie inlet that silted up after years of nearby development, including a new runway at Charlotte Douglas Airport and construction of I-485. And it's a presidential election year, so more people are paying attention to the ballot, says Carter. This time around, political parties recruited candidates. Although it's nonpartisan and its work is mostly nonpolitical, the Soil and Water Board can be an entry-level post for someone with political ambitions. Charlotte City Council member John Autry got his start that way. The incumbent in this year's race is Brad Johnson, a Davidson College geology professor who studies streams and erosion. He was appointed 3 years ago after an elected supervisor stepped down.
And they said, oh, FYI, that's a county elected seat, so if you want to keep sitting in that after 2016, you'll have to run for it.
Johnson took me into the woods in Cornelius the other day to visit one of the 17 streams he's monitoring for a research project. He says his knowledge of land use, streams, and erosion is important as the board decides which projects to pursue. And he's proud of his work on the Brown's Cove settlement.
So the cove went from being a deep water cove where everyone kept their boats to a foot of water in a marsh. And so all these people had docks that were now basically useless. And so it was a pretty big dredging operation.
The Soil and Water Board lined up grant money and got developers and landowners to agree to share the project's $500,000 cost. Challenger Vonnie Brown of Charlotte is a member of the Sierra Club. He's a mortgage specialist by day and serves on several community boards. He's also first vice president of the County Young Democrats. He says he wants to work on a couple of issues.
Our drinking water meets federal standards, but our rivers and streams, they're not up to federal standards. So investing in programs that help get those cleaned up and meet those standards is one.
Community awareness is another, Brown says. He'd like to see more community meetings and partnerships with groups like Greenpeace, the Sierra Club, or neighborhood associations. Eric Erickson is a first-time candidate, though he's worked on campaigns for other Democrats. He grew up on a farm in the Moores Chapel area west of Charlotte, where he first learned about the Soil and Water District.
I understood at a young age that you have to conserve and you have to preserve. You also have to be concerned about chemicals when you have livestock and you're growing a garden and pesticides, stuff, things like that, that nature.
Erickson is a state domestic violence officer. He has a master's degree in organizational management and is a member of the Charlotte Tree Fund. Lisa Rudisill is another Charlotte native. She says her family has been in the area since the 18th century. Her big issue is drinking water.
I'm especially concerned about the Catawba River and the strain on it with the many people we have here now and all the uses it has. And so I just thought this might be a good way to help educate people about conservation.
Rudisill ran for county commission in 2012. She says she's a problem solver. She's done nonprofit fundraising and works as a chaplain. She runs a nonprofit called Paul's Hope and serves on the county's Foxhole Landfill Advisory Council. The final candidate, Doug Hanks, ran unsuccessfully for Soil and Water Supervisor in 2012. He also owns land in Stokes County, where he says he's been a, quote, private conservation officer for 21 years. In 2005, Hanks ran for Charlotte City Council, but withdrew after it came out that he had posted 4,000 messages on a white supremacist website. He says it was research for a novel, which was published by a group that caters to survivalists. His main concern is keeping the water supply and electric grid safe from terrorist attacks.
I would like to work with soil and water, dealing with Charlotte Water and Duke Power to try and identify some of these risks and eliminate them.
None of these candidates is running for the money. Whoever wins gets to be a volunteer for the next 4 years. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.